For the past 3 years, U.S. cotton producers have struggled with low cotton prices, high production costs, and the resulting financial hardships. While current futures markets have increased since last year, many producers continue to face economic challenges. Along with those challenges, China, one of the main customers of U.S. cotton, is working through their own massive state reserves of the commodity crop. While China's reserve auction sales have led to increased consumption by mills, this has also limited China's imports of raw cotton fiber and cotton yarn. Dr. Jody Campi, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us with the latest numbers since the auctions began earlier this month and explains some of the factors affecting the sales.
During the first week, about 60% was purchased by mills and 40% was purchased by traders. During the second week, the price increased and the amount purchased declined. The market environment has changed since last year, and spot prices for the lower grade state reserves will likely face downward pressure due to potential quality issues. Spinners are unsure whether the quality of state reserves can meet their production requirements, especially for medium to higher count yarn. Another factor that may be contributing to the lower sales is that the auctions actually started earlier this year, so spinners may be spreading out their purchases because they have more time to do so. So we'll be continuing to monitor the auction series as we move forward.